1, 2, 1.
It's time for the Better Horses Radio Show with Ernie Rodina. Saddle up and ride as we explore the Western way of life, horses and cows, family and friends, a relationship with the land, and a relationship with God. It's all here on Better Horses Radio. Now let's hit the trail with Ernie and his co-host, Don Dawson.
Whoa. Hey, don't touch the dial, folks. It's time to get around and talk horses. Hey, everybody, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Don Dawson.
Welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show. So glad to talk to you again this week, folks. And we got an unbelievable show lined up. And glad you can tune in.
Yeah, we are sure glad to have all you guys tune in. We are going to get this started off right with Pastor Steve Stafford of the Risen Ranch Cowboy Church. Pastor Steve, are you with us?
I'm here, kids. Good to be with you again.
Hey, always good to have you get us started, Pastor Steve.
Well, let's just get this thing going then. Hey, folks, you know what's always good when we can come together? You know, we all have people in our lives that are acquaintances. These are folks that we know, but we don't really have a relationship with. Then out of that large group come some friends, you know, those that we can trust, that we spend time with, that we care about us, we care about them. This group is usually a whole lot smaller. Well, there's a story in the Bible about this fellow that he's paralyzed. And the Bible says that his four friends brought him to Jesus on a stretcher. Now, Jesus was at this house preaching, and the house was so full of people that no one could get in or get out. Well, these guys take their buddy up on the roof. They dig a hole in the roof, and they lower the stretcher down. Now, those are the kind of friends that I want in my life, no matter how hard it is, no matter the situation, no matter what anybody says, there's nothing or no one that can stop them from getting me to Christ. You know, I had people like that in my life. I was fortunate enough to grow up with parents that loved me enough to introduce me to the one that is the Lord of my life today. We all have friends, people that we love, people that we would do anything in the world for. Have you introduced them to Jesus? Have you taken the time to invite them to church? Have you taken the time to share the greatest story ever told? The story of how Jesus came and walked with us, talked with us, lived with us, and died for us. He left the glory of heaven so that we might have life. I hope you know him like I do. Hey, this is Steve Stafford. I am the pastor at Risen Ranch Cowboy Church, and I call the folks at Better Horses my friends.
Hey, Pastor Steve, once again, thank you for such an important devotional, and thank you for so many years that you've dedicated to selling so many folks about Christ.
Great
well
message,
done, brother.
Steve. Great message.
Thanks, Rod. Thanks, Ernie.
Yeah.
You guys, if you're listening to the radio show right now, be sure to go to Equifest of Kansas's Facebook page. You'll see a little promo about Pastor Steve Stafford and the church service that we are inviting you to on Sunday at Equifest.
I've had people ask, are you going to be there? And I said, you bet he is. And they just told me one thing, keep it short.
No, yeah, I'll be working on that.
No, in all seriousness, there are a lot of people coming just to hear you. It's worth it. You're a real blessing to our show.
Well, we love Equifest. Ernie, it'll be our, what is this, our 26th Equifest, Ernie?
It's
something like
there.
That. 25 or 26 of them you and I've been to.
It's a lot. I know that much. So,
yeah.
Hey, Pastor Steve, thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you next week. And in the meantime,
right.
Tell Miss Debbie I love her.
I'm going to do that right now. See you, kids.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, Ron and Ernie, we've got a fun show lined up. It's going to be great. We're having some old friends back that we haven't had for a while. Ernie, we're going to have Van Hargis. It's been a lot of years since we've had him on the show, and we needed to do an update with him. It's going to be
tremendous
a lot of
hand.
Fun. Yeah. Then we got 3-time world's greatest horseman,
Russell Dilday,
coming on. Yeah, Russell Dilday.
So I'm thinking, but remind me, what was that horse that he rode that won so many times?
Top Sell Rainmaker.
Yeah, that was a good. He's going to be a lot of fun, folks. You don't want to miss that interview.
He's always fun to have, so we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, we need to do our Kansas State University veterinary health tip, Ernie.
That's right. And I'll tell you who we have on here this week.
We have Dr. Beard, He's talking about sarcoids today. So let's go listen to that.
And I want to thank Kansas State University for what they do and put people love that segment. Love the segment. You can pick something up all the time. So it's great to have them there. Kansas State University.
Yep.
Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio here with our weekly tip from Kansas State University Veterinary and Health Center. And we've got Dr. Warren Beard, who's a professor of equine surgery at this great school, Kansas State University. Warren, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Ernie?
Great to hear you. And I know you always got us a wealth of information. Today, we've had a lot of questions about sarcoids and skin tumors. Could you kind of position that with us?
Well, sarcoid is by far the most common skin tumor in a horse. It can occur anywhere on the body. In North America, there's a predilection for the distal limbs, but it can occur in the ears, on the mouth, skin, anywhere. And it can have a variety of appearances. It can be anywhere from just a slightly raised black plaque in the skin. They're usually pea-sized to quarter-sized plaques. It can also be what we call a verrucous sarcoid, which is it's a crusty, scaly lesion. It looks like often mistaken for a fungus. And then there's another form that looks like proud flesh. It's just exuberant granulation tissue. And you'd have a suspicion that's what it is on your horse, because proud flesh only occurs below the hock and the knee on the limb. So if it's up, if you have proud flesh on the upper body somewhere, it's far more likely to be a sarcoid.
Okay. Well, I tell you, what about, is there anything that we should get alarmed about? What do you do? Is it just more or less something that's cosmetic to take off, or what do you do with them?
Well, they can keep growing and they can get quite ugly. So we recommend, as soon as you detect one of those, that you seek out your veterinarian to try to get it removed. There's a lot of treatment options for them. It can be just surgery alone, where we use excise them, but there is a propensity for them to return. We can also remove them with a CO2 laser, and we use that many times. Cryosurgery, where we freeze them with liquid nitrogen, is another really good option. Radiation therapy is another option. And then chemotherapy and electrochemotherapy. We have a new technology here in the hospital to where we actually inject the tumors with chemotherapy, and then we apply electrical current across it, and that drives the drug into the tumor cells and results in a much higher kill rate.
Well, Doc, we appreciate you bringing us up to date on these sarcoids and what we can do with them, and appreciate everything Kansas State University does for us and the horse owner out there. And I'd urge you to work with your local vet and work with Kansas State University Vet Health Center, and let's get this thing under control. Doc, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Hey, once again, our friends at Kansas State bring us useful information, and just want to encourage everybody. That's why it's important to have a relationship with your veterinarian, so that you don't miss something like that, so that you don't misdiagnose yourself. Reach out to your veterinarian, because a lot of folks have not seen sarcoids before, and knowing what to do with that is helpful to get your veterinarian involved.
That is for sure. Hey, you guys, we better take a break, and we've got Van Harkus coming up.
Hey, yep, we can't wait to get to him, folks. This is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Runny nose, cough, fever. It's flu season for humans and horses. Like human flu vaccines, equine flu vaccines must be updated to protect against the flu strains circulating now. Merck Animal Health's flu-containing vaccines include the most current flu strains, protecting your horse from illness and time missed training because of it. Talk with your veterinarian about Prestige flu vaccines. and learn more about the science of advanced protection at prestigevaccines.com.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store, Higginsville, Missouri.
Routine dental examination and treatments are essential for high-quality horse care. To prevent potential problems, a horse's mouth should be examined at least once a year. I'm Dr. Chris Blevins, Equine Field Service Veterinarian at Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. We can examine the mouth and provide a treatment plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
Hey folks, we're back. This is Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson. And our next guest is brought to us by Merck Animal Health. We sure do appreciate what Merck does for the horse industry. They are out there supporting huge events, small events, and they support the Better Horses Radio show as well. They've got some great products you want to check into, their Prestige line of vaccines. Talk to your vet about what needs to be done this time of year. Whether you combine your shots or you use individual shots is another question you need to discuss with your vet about how to treat your horse. And then check into Safeguard and Panicure as well. Two great wormers. Hey, you guys, we have a great guest lined up for today, and we've missed him for a lot of years, and it's been some time since we've had him. We have Van Hargis with us. Van, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Dawn. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Glad to have you back, Van.
Well, thank you, Ernie. You know, it's been several years, you know, and I think the last time we did anything where you guys was way back up in 2000, somewhere between 2007 and 2009. So it's great to get an opportunity to visit with you guys again.
Yeah, it absolutely
Van,
is.
Give our listeners a little bit of background, how you got started, your involvement with horses, and kind of how it took you where you are today.
Well, honestly, to be so truthful, it was not by design. It was just as God would have it, I reckon. My mother married a gentleman by the name of Doug Cooper many, many years ago when I was about 4 years old, and he happened to be a kind of a part-time horse trainer and a full-time school teacher. And so I was always exposed not only to our own horses, but to horses of our customers. And also being an only child, the horses became like my playthings. They were my babysitters. They were my best friends. And of course, we right there in Hunt County up in North Texas, I had a really good opportunity to be a part of a 4-H organization that was very pro-equine. So we had an opportunity to grow that experience, I guess you could say, there at home with the 4-H organizations. And I think just one thing led to the next. Before you know it, I was full-fledged into the showing of the horses and 4-H and judging. And of course, I got into rodeo, and later I got back into the showing. And honestly, just one thing led to the other. And I just can't imagine having been blessed in a better way, as far as kind of being willfully guided, as we'd say in the horse industry, into my career path. And I wish I could say I was smart enough to figure all that out, but I was just kind of willfully guided.
Well, your horses are versatile. That's something that you focus on. Your horses do Western pleasure, trail, calf roping, team roping, steer wrestling, you name it, English, dressage. You have done everything, haven't you?
Well, Dawn, that really kind of goes to show you how old I am. Because back in the day, you know, when, like I've mentioned, 4-H, all of our ranch horses also had to go to town and be our show horses. And there was something about having that ranch background, you know, being raised on the ranch and having those horses that were able to entertain my friends when they came over, at the same time, be able to go to the rodeos on the weekends and maybe even go to the show pen on the weekend. And I really kind of held on to that really true definition of what a true quarter horse slash versatile horse was meant to be. And so along the way, again, just to kind of put food on the table, I kind of found myself doing a lot of different things for a lot of different customers with a lot of different horses. And of course, some of those were getting those horses ready for the show arena and getting those horses, you know, ready for the rodeo arena. And of course, getting those ranch horses ready. And then back in the early 2000s, when ranch horse versatility first started getting introduced by organizations such as the Stock Horse of Texas, and even prior to that, National Foundation Quarter Horse Association and the Foundation Quarter Horse Registry, that was just my cup of tea. Having that one horse that could go and do quite well in at least four different events. And it kind of reminded me a lot of my youth and the versatility of training those horses to be good at everything, even though they may not necessarily be great at anything. And so that versatility thing really kind of tugged at my home heartstrings. And it really led me to a kind of my own little niche for years. Not to be boastful, but we were the very first ones to ever do a Training the Versatile Ranch Horse DVD series, educational series. And we did that with the help of National Roper Supply up in Decatur, Texas. And it just seems like versatility, ranch horse versatility especially, just blossomed and bloomed ever since then. And of course, that helped me because I was kind of the first one to come out with that DVD series. That really helped me go to different places all throughout the United States and quite frankly, even all over the world, teaching and coaching a little bit about ranch horse versatility. So again, I wish I could say that was all by design. It was just in my design, but it was really by a greater power than me, kind of just leading me away and put me in the right place at the right time in front of the right people.
Van, you touched on something that I just, it's encouraging to see come back. And that is the horse that is not so narrowly focused on a specific discipline that it kind of locks him in. And there is so much opportunity now to go so many different directions with these horses that have a versatile background. I mean, what are you seeing in today's horse market? What do you see that continuing, that we're looking at more versatility in these horses? Do you see the risk of us slipping back to focusing on a specific discipline? I'd love your perspective as somebody who's been in the industry for some time.
Well, to be honest, my roots will always be in that real diverse horse. However, when we did that DVD series that I mentioned, we shot that way back in 2004. And on that video, there were David Isham and I, who owns National Roper Supply, sitting around a campfire talking about where we felt like the future of the horse industry was going, and where, more specifically, where we felt like the future of ranch horse versatility was going. And sadly, I made a prediction in 2004 that I really felt that even as popular as ranch horse versatility was then, and then how it grew and how it blew up into such a great segment of our horse industry, I told him that day that we would probably see the specialization within that ranch horse versatility thing. And unfortunately, that's kind of what we've seen. We've seen like the ranch cutting, for example, kind of take a kind of a direction of its own. We've also seen, especially ranch riding. There are a lot of trainers out there today that specialize just in that one part of that format of ranch horse versatility, but it's that one part of ranch riding. Now, as a whole, though, I do see horses being a bit more versatile. I do see people still branching out into the Stock Horse of Texas, into the American Ranch Horse Association, and into the American Stock Horse Association, and getting their horse to be a little bit more diverse. And part of that reason is because not everyone can afford to go buy that horse that spent so many years into that specialized training. But they themselves can take a little bit of training and a well-bred horse and go and still be competitive in those associations that spread that talent out a little bit over four or five events. And what we've seen also, at least what I've seen as a trainer, I've seen remarkable results in the horses' minds. I think a lot of horses really enjoy the diversity of utilizing certain skills, but not using those skills only in very specific events, and then spreading those skills out amongst various events. So honestly, I think it's great for both the horse and the rider. Now, to answer your question in regard to what's it going to do for the economy of the industry, I think it's really helped the horse market tremendously. And here's a good example. We all know that we're in a bit of a recession at the moment. But isn't it amazing that our horse prices have really held tremendously strong? Because typically in years past and decades past, when the economy dropped, that luxury item of a horse and the value of that horse dropped as well. Because let's face it, you can go park a four-wheeler and you go park a boat and not give it any more gas, but you can't park that horse. You got to keep feeding it. So we were all kind of expecting the horse market itself to drop tremendously during this recession. And so far, thank God, it has maintained and horses have maintained their value.
I wish it would drop for just a couple of days so I could afford to buy something, but then go back up after I buy something.
I understand this, Don. I understand. That's a good wish.
I know. Hey, Van, you do a lot of things with your DVD series and stuff, but tell us about your book and your speaking engagements. That's a whole nother facet of the industry that, you know, so a lot of people don't go that direction.
Well, yes, ma'am. And again, I wish I could say that was by my design. It was just one of those things I just felt like I was guided to do. I was inspired by one of my former clinics many years ago because I kept quoting some of my mentors along the way. And as I was doing a presentation one day, in fact, I think it was at a Purina Mills presentation that I was doing kind of sharing those quotes. And somebody just spoke up and says, "My goodness, I just love your stories. You need to write a book one day." And that kind of planted the seed. And we all know kind of the curse that we had to deal with there in COVID for a while. But you see, during the COVID thing, a lot of the events that we would have normally gone to and either presented at the horse expos or we would have gone somewhere and done public speaking, those things kind of shut down. And I tend to be a bit of a workaholic. So I was just chomping at the bit to go do more stuff. And it just hit me. Now would be the perfect time, Van, for you to sit down and put all those stories, those compilations together and share with people the lessons that so many people are gracious enough to share with you and share those lessons with other people. And so I took that COVID time and I finished my book. And of course, the book was called The Horse is My Teacher. And I say that with all due respect to all of my mentors, because it kind of sounds like I'm giving all the credit to the horse as being my teacher. And in one respect it was, but the truth is my mentors, such as my college teachers, some of my high school teachers, in fact, I dedicate two of the chapters in my book to two of my high school teachers. One was an English teacher, another was a math teacher. But it was the horses and the experience with the horses that made me realize the value of the lessons that those humans tried so desperately to teach me. But I tend to be a little bit hard-headed, and it took the horse to kind of reinforce those lessons during my lifetime. And as a result, we finished the book, got it published, and again, I couldn't be more blessed with how successful it's been. We still want tons more people to have access to it.
How do people go and get your book, Van?
Well, if they would like a signed copy, Miss Dawn, they could go to my website and order it there, tell us what they'd like for us to put in the book, and I'll sign and autograph the copy and personalize that for them. Or they, of course, can go buy it on Amazon. And Amazon offers it a couple different ways. They can either get the audio, or I'm sorry, the audio version is not ready yet, but the digital version is available as well as the hard copy. And of course, they can get it through Kindle, so which is, again, part of Amazon. But of course, we'd love them to buy it off our website because we love to personalize those books for folks.
Hey, Van. This has sure been fascinating getting caught up with you. And as we expected, our time just flew by. We'd encourage folks to visit your website, and you can go look at Van Hargis's website, get more information about the book, the many other things that Van offers to educate, to teach, to inspire. Van, I've enjoyed our first chance to meet each other on the radio, and let's not let years pass by before we do this again.
I agree, sir. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Hey, good talking to you, Van. Thank you.
Everybody, you can go to Van Hargis, that's VanHargis.com, see all the info he has on his website and what he's got coming up, and check it out. Thank you, Van.
Thanks, Van.
Thank you, Miss Dawn.
Hey, folks, this is Better Horses. We'll be right back. we're back. Thanks for listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson. And our next guest is brought to you by Dekra. They are the makers of Osfos and Zymetta. And we really push Osfos, you guys. You really need to check it out. If you've got a horse that has navicular, talk to your vet about Osfos, O-S-P-H-U-S. They have had huge success in resolving or helping horses with navicular. So try it out, O-S-P-H-U-S. Hey, and also I want to give a shout out to the Kleinschmidt's Western Store over in Higginsville, Missouri. Ernie, they have an amazing store right there on I-70, don't they?
That's right, and we're so glad to have them back this year again as another sponsor. It is a great place to shop. And there's some great people to deal with right up there in Higginsville, Missouri.
That is right. You can go to Klein Boot. That's KLEIN boot.com. Hey, you guys, Ron and Ernie, we've got a great friend with us today. Three-time world's greatest horseman on the same horse. And that horse became a Briar horse. And this guy is talented. We have Russell Dilday with us. Are you with us, Russell?
Yep, you bet. Sure is good to see all you guys again.
Great to have you on the program.
Don, you look younger than the last time.
You can't see me. You can't see me, Russell. So,
hey, Russell, we were talking before we went on the air. This was there was a big weekend this last weekend in all things Western Horsemen, and that's we're talking about the world's greatest horseman, but there are so many events that went on. And tell us a little bit about your involvement this weekend.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have them ask me to commentate on the webcast of the world's greatest horseman this year, mostly because I wasn't in the finals, which is kind of a bummer. But in any event, it was good. It was a good way to get in there since I didn't have a horse. But the world's greatest is in the middle of the World Show, which is a event that the NRCHA puts on. It's a you qualify to get to it all year long. So the top riders are coming to the World Show and competing to be the world champion at that event. Also, during the year, they're keeping tracks of the points you earn at every show. So the World Show points you earn go with your year points, and then you become the national champion. So there's two big championships at stake at this event. And, of course, there's also a ton of money up. So it's about 10 days long, really long days, because the sport's growing so much. There were many days where they were running three arenas at once showing, and every day they were running two pretty much.
Crazy everything that they have going on down there. It is huge. I don't even know how you keep track of what's happening.
Oh, you really can't, Don. You when you're there, you just figure out when you're up and what arenas you and your clients are up in, and that's what you focus on, because there is so much that you can't hardly keep track of it all. Which is wonderful for people that just want to come and watch, because there's always something going on.
Russell, it seems like the Rain Cow Horse interest has just grown in leaps and bounds. How much bigger was this event than it was, say, 10 or 15 years ago?
Oh, my Lord, Ron, I'm telling you, 20 times? It's so much bigger. And there's so many things going towards it getting bigger. Part of it is being able to have the webcast. It allows it to be exposed to the whole world. Anyone could get on the web and watch it. And Emily and the guy Jeremy and all those guys in there responsible for bringing it to the web did a phenomenal job of making it look like it was a show that would have been on CBS, with the different camera angles and the views that they had of all the riders during the World's Greatest. Now, daily, the events are all on screen. They have all three arenas on the webcast, and you can just punch whichever arena you want to watch. those events, the daily events, you just watch it, and there's the announcer that basically announces who it is and what their scores are. But when we got to the world's greatest, they made it a television quality production. And that is one of the things that I think is helping grow it. The viewership on the webcast, on the live webcast, is just gone through the roof. It's reaching so many countries around the world that before, that you just wouldn't have been able to see it. 20 years ago, it just wasn't available if you couldn't drive to it. That coupled with everything that's going on with media, you know, the Yellowstone craze is going on right now. There's a lot of people searching for content that is of the Western lifestyle, and the NRCHA, the Cow Horse, really fits it as a fun event to watch that's exciting and fits in that genre.
Is there a chance this will be aired on like the Cowboy Channel or anything down the line? Because I'm telling you guys listening to the radio show, it was very entertaining on the final go around to have Katie and Russell and Robert doing the commentary and, you know, all the information about the horses being right there on the screen and everything. It was pretty cool.
Well, it was a very good setup. And yeah, there is, I know that I had talked to Emily today, and they were sending the content to the Cowboy Channel, so it almost always winds up on the Cowboy Channel at some point. I'm not sure that I don't know right now when is all, but you know, that can all be Googled. The Cowboy Channel is phenomenal at putting that stuff out there, but when they get control of it and letting everybody know when they're going to run it.
So what about Call Me Mitch and Philip Rawls? Well, what an amazing team.
What a phenomenal thing to watch. We've seen Philip and Call Me Mitch come so close, been second twice. Philip himself, I believe, has been second four times, but him and Mitch twice. That horse is a war horse. That horse has shown at every big and small event his whole career and has stayed pure through it all. There was no one in there that was not rooting for him, including second place, my buddy Chris Dawson, who I'm cheering for all the way. But even Chris said, I haven't cheered that hard for somebody that was going to beat me since my wife won the 30.
Russell, yeah. Was 2008 the first year that you won the World's Greatest Horseman?
Yeah, back when they were just growing out of the cloven hoof.
I asked that because I get tickled. I've listened to you before in a podcast, and I love your candor and your humor. And I'm sitting here thinking, boy, Russell's got to be asking himself, how in the heck did this get so big after my first year of winning this? What? Why couldn't it have been that big in 2008? It's just amazing how the interest in the rain cow horse has grown. And I just have to wonder, is one of the pioneers doing it before there was the coverage, as you mentioned it, doing it before just about anybody that was wearing a pair of Wranglers. Now just about anybody wearing a pair of Wranglers, they want to ride a rain cow horse. And I'm just curious what it was like back in 2008.
Well, it was sure a lot smaller. But even at that point, we felt like we were growing exponentially. And we weren't even close to what it is now. We had, at that time, we had started having derbies that allowed the 4 and 5 year olds to run in a lot of money. The World's Greatest itself being this epic bridal class that just hadn't existed before, because it was so both prestigious and at that time paid $25,000 or so, which was a huge amount of money to run at for a bridal horse. We had put on one event in Fresno where we paid $100,000 to the winner of a bridal class, and that was the biggest ever. originally, but it kind of spurred on that the bridle horses needed to be elevated. And since then, everyone's wanting to be in it, of course, but it's just taken this long for there to be enough horses out there to be able to compete at this level.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'd rather not guess. I'd rather ask somebody who's been a part of this, who's lived through it, who's been successful at it. If you had, or can you, select one or the other, the competition that we have today, is it better horses or is it better training? What's drawn so many good horses in such stiff competition now?
Well, the breeding, the whole point of having horse shows is to find horses that have the trainability and the athletic ability that meld together and make them the best. And the stamina, and they stay sound for a long period of time. So over these past 15 to 20 years, they have bred so many more horses that fit and check all of those boxes that is elevating the competition level just yearly. On top of that, there are more trainers, but the biggest thing is there are more great horses. Where there used to be 4 or 5 horses that really, really stuck out, now there's maybe 3 that don't. That's what's making it so difficult. That's why we marked a 902 cumulative points with Mitch this year, highest we've ever had, broke the record for the steer stopping, and all of that is drawn there by the $150,000 to the winner, which is, you know, by far the biggest it's ever paid.
Well, it's an amazing event, and I'll never forget the time you were at Equifest in Wichita, Kansas. It was right after you won in 2011, I believe, with Topsail Rainmaker, and he was just an amazing horse, wasn't he? And I'm sure you miss him.
The older I get, the more amazing I realize that horse was. I mean, I loved that horse his whole life and during our career, but looking back, you know, I wasn't really that good, that good of a trainer, nothing special. But that horse was able to catapult me so far beyond where I was, and he did it just through his natural ability and his wonderful mind. That horse just showed and showed and showed back. You know, like at Equifest, I didn't know what I was doing. They said, hey, come up and we want to do this clinic, and all I'd ever done is just train people. Well, I get up there and it's more like I just need to put a show on. So I have no idea what to do. I have no material. I have no act. So they bring some horses in, some Rainers and some Mustangs and some prisoners on the Mustangs and some jumping horses. And I just kind of holler at them and give them a clinic, but I've kind of wore everybody out and I need to do some more. So I just take his bridle off and hang it on the fence. And I thought, well, I'll just see how much I can do. He lets me box a cow, run it down the fence, turn it each way, circle it each way, take my rope down, rope him, and go get my rope off with no bridle, the whole thing. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was. And your clinics were good too. So don't downplay them. You're a great teacher. And I think that a lot of clinics need to be that way, where they do more teaching and showing that thing. Some people aren't as good of teachers as others. So that's something you do excel at.
Well, thank you, Don.
Hey, Russell, as we feared, this time would fly by. And I know you're a busy guy, not only training horses, you have your own podcast. And we appreciate you getting on Better Horses with us. We'd like to lure you back one day soon. So save a spot in the schedule for us, and we'll try to beg you back on.
Great to have you on.
You text me, and I'll be there. You bet, Ernie. It's good to hear you again.
Great to be heard.
Hey, Russell, thank you again.
Okay, you guys, we got to take a break. Sorry.
Thanks, Russell.
Hey, folks, this is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dylan Luter, a specialist in equine performance medicine at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. Our new service focuses on lameness diagnosis, advanced imaging, physical therapy, and regenerative medicine for horses with injuries preventing them from performing at their best. We can treat a variety of conditions and design a customized rehabilitation plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
John Deere is known for quality equipment. This quality has created a perception that John Deere is more expensive than other brands. But high quality doesn't mean high price. The truth from buyers in our area is customers who have purchased a John Deere compact utility tractor saved more than $2,000 when buying from Heritage Tractor. Dare to compare us before buying. You and your wallet will be surprised. Nothing runs as long as a Deere, and we'll prove it with our exclusive 10-year warranty. Visit heritagetractor.com/compare to learn more.
It's time to fall into forage and save. Stanley Premium Western Forage is offering one of the biggest promotions of the year. Buy any three Stanley products and get $5 off. Stanley Premium Western Forage offers the highest quality premium forage from the Western United States. During the summer months, Stanley's farm employees carefully nurture and harvest their fields to make sure the forage meets their product specifications and exceed your quality standards. Winter is coming. Get prepared now with the help of Stanley Premium Forage. Visit stanleyforage.com/coupons to download your coupon now.
Runny nose, cough, fever. It's flu season for humans and horses. Like human flu vaccines, equine flu vaccines must be updated to protect against the flu strains circulating now. Merck Animal Health's flu-containing vaccines include the most current flu strains, protecting your horse from illness and time missed training because of it. Talk with your veterinarian about Prestige flu vaccines and learn more about the science of advanced protection at prestigevaccines.com.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store, Higginsville, Missouri.
It's time to go with United Mosquito and Fly Control's premier fly system for fly control in your barn, providing relief for horses from the stress of fighting flies, and also makes a barn more pleasant for everyone in the barn. Easy, effective, and safe. With United Mosquito and Fly Control, we provide a full service. You as the barn owner don't have to do anything. We go everywhere and take care of everything with our friendly, fast service. Call today at 913-558-3814 or email Paul at unitedmosquito.com.
If you're passionate about the environment and your horse's bedding, we urge you to look into WRG Eco Shred Bedding. Made from clean, recycled corrugated cardboard, Eco Shred provides absorbent, biodegradable animal bedding, vacuumed out so it's dust-free and highly absorbent. Eco Shred Bedding is made from recycled materials, perfect for horses and small animals. Save the environment and order the finest bedding for your barn. Go to NebraskaWRG.org or call Heartland Horse Products at 620-637-2455.
Hey, welcome back to Better Horses Radio. I'm Dawn Dawson.
And I'm Ernie Rudina.
Hey, Ernie, our next segment is brought to us by Stanley Premium Forage, and we love Stanley. I know there's been some horse hay shortages around out there, but Stanley is still there and going strong. So check out all the products they have. If you just need it to fill in for some low-quality hay, it can do that, or it can be your full-time hay, either way. StanleyForage.com.
Two words can describe them. That's quality and consistent and safe. Right. I guess three, that's three words, but I mean, but it's a, but a great company, great way to really upgrade your ration you might be on right now and really add some quality to maybe your ration.
Yeah, we are due for some Beyond the Barn segments and Dr. Duren segments, so you guys stay tuned. They always bring us some good quality stuff, so be on the lookout for that.
That's right.
Hey, Ernie, so much is happening. It's spring almost, a few weeks away, but Equifest is going to be here before you know it.
That's right, and it's going to be huge. Really a great show. I can't wait. People are excited. You got the great church service we're going to have on that Sunday morning there and right there in the Coliseum.
We have a lot of great clinicians, Ernie.
Oh, it's going to be great. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to this one as much as ever. You know, first of all, starting with our legacy group, kind of heading it up there at where the stage is going to be, the big screen we're going to have there, thanks to you, Don, and all what you're doing there. And the entertainment.
That's not thanks to me. Hey, that is thanks to Fred Gabriella, and he is in total charge of that, but I am helping just a little bit. There are going to be some great clinicians, you guys, this year. We got Kurt Pate, Patrick Sullivan. Wow. You don't want to miss Patrick's Modern Day Horsemanship Clinics. It's awesome. Eva Simpson, she is really good. Buster McClary. We have our good friend Rex Buckman's going to be doing some safety demonstrations. So check that out. Breakaway, Carol Holler. Ernie, it's a big, big weekend. And it starts March 16th this year on Thursday. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and close at noon on Sunday. And Ernie, there's a huge event Thursday evening in the big building.
That's right. And how about the breakaway stuff we're going to have there? If you want to learn about breakaway and be with some of the best, that's going to be the place to be, wouldn't you say, Dawn?
Yeah, I heard that they still might have a few openings on the breakaway clinics, so you need to check with Equifest and see if those openings are still available. They are also looking for volunteers. There's always fun things to do as a volunteer there at Equifest. You can go online at Equifest of KS.com. Check it out. See everything that they've got going. Check out the Facebook page. And you guys, be sure to put on your calendar for the weekend, 9 a.m. in the 4-H building. We have a great church service with Pastor Steve Stafford, Risen Ranch Cowboy Church, Modern Day Horsemanship. Patrick Sullivan can be on stage there. Lots of music with Gary Pratt and Caleb Martin. It is going to be a fun, fun weekend.
And it's going to be one of the best one Equifest they've ever had, I think.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Ernie, you know, your Better Horses Express newspaper, online newspaper is really going big time. Tons of people on getting that now.
Every time we send it out, 60,000 horse owners, and it pretty much covers all of Southern Kansas, down in that area down there, Southern Kansas, Kansas City area, you name it. But I am so excited about it. You know, and you're talking to a guy that they start talking about analytics, Dawn, and it's pretty impressive.
Yes, you know, we just got a new update, you guys. You'd be surprised. We were. Since we started podcasting our show, there has been 783,000 plus downloads of our show. In just the last 7 days, 1,984. So we appreciate you guys listening, tuning in, downloading through the podcast, listening on a local station. We really do appreciate it. And we're proud to bring you this show. We just have fun. That's all we do, right, Ernie?
Yep. And they can sign up by sending me their email. Send it to Ernie, E-R-N-I-E, at betterhorsesradio.com, and we'll get you on that pot. We'll get you on that email to tell you all that stuff, the websites, all that kind of stuff.
That's right. I cannot believe the show flew by like this, Ernie.
That's right. It always does. We're having a great time and appreciate everybody that contributes to it. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person you know and love and give them a hug and tell them you love them. And we're talking to Connie and Brent and let's not forget Dick and Luke and all the, and I want a big shout out to all our servicemen out there. You guys are good buckaroos and buckarettes and ladies too. How about you, Dawn?
Jeff, JD, Carmen, Justin, and Hattie, you guys be good. Lowell and Teresa. Danny and Teresa, Glenn and Joanne, all of you be good buckaroos and buckarettes. And until next week, Ernie.
I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Dawn Dawson.
Happy trails.
And be sure to ride for the brand.